at my fundamental problem with the bill, the primary problem I've got, is the lack of evidence that there is any sort of benefit in this bill to Canadians or Canadian technology companies or the Canadian economy. The sole justification that I can see behind this bill is this belief somehow that, you know, more intellectual property protections are good. But there wasn't a single quantitative analysis. There wasn't a single reputable, economic study done that showed how this legislation would, in fact, sort of benefit Canadians in any way. And so the people it does appear to benefit are the big, and by and large, mostly foreign publishing companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm just sort of hard-pressed as a Canadian to try and figure out why the Canadian government is promoting this bill, you know, other than that, you know, someone is pressuring them, mm-hmm. because it sure isn't Canadians pressuring them.
Mm-hmm. What would probably make this bill, in your opinion, more beneficial to the Canadians?
The short answer is, in other words, there is nothing about this bill. The best that I can say about this bill is it isn't as bad as it could be. Mm-hmm. But the short answer is the only way to fix it is just to drop it all together. We have enough legislation to punish the pirates, to punish the people who are, in fact, stealing intellectual property, who are stealing songs.
Mm-hmm.
If the government put the same amount of effort into policing that they're putting into writing new legislation, we could shut down the problem that the publishers are complaining about.
Mm-hmm. What do you plan to do? Are you going to oppose this in Parliament?
Unfortunately, I'm not much of a politician, is the short answer. So I am supporting Michael Geist at the University of Ottawa, who is calling for better studies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm financially supporting the University of Ottawa's initiatives to educate Canadians and the Canadian government on these topics.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, more than that, at this time, ask me again in a few years and I might be annoyed enough or concerned enough to actually get involved in the debate. At this point, the most I can do is simply lend my voice to those who are trying to point out to the Canadian government that they're enacting legislation that is simply unnecessary, at best unnecessary, and at worst damaging to Canadian technology companies.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comments.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for your interest in the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.